Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. It is Monday, February 10th, and I've got baby Shelby knocked out on me. Lori, the love Sherpa, just soothed him to sleep for the past hour with her wonderful show. And we're going to see if he is going to keep sleeping, but I've got my wonderful husband on standby ready to jump in and entertain so I can hang out with you guys. Happy Monday, everybody. We've had a wonderful lineup so far today. I've been in the background producing for Kat and Lori's show. Today we have a bunch of new stuff going on, don't we? Mark did his wonderful live stream with YouTube, which went so well and was so much fun to see. That's something that we're pretty excited about and is going to be really fun to start to do more of. And I think we have a couple other hosts that are interested in sharing their faces with you all. So you guys are going to be hearing all about that soon. And then we have something else that's pretty exciting starting today is we are starting a new show called The Fresh 55. So it's 55 minutes of a new voice coming to you guys. It's going to be a rotating host. And today we have our lovely hosts, Umbasa and Russell, who are both advisors at One to Listen and are jumping at the opportunity to talk to you all. So listen in, well, it'll be right after my show, right at noon Pacific time. And it's pretty exciting. They are incredible, wonderful intuitives. They are, they're just wonderful, bubbly, loving energy. So I think you guys are just going to soak up all of their wisdom. I can't wait for you guys to hear what they have to say. And I think it's going to fly by. That hour is just going to fly by. So that is going to be something that is coming to you all every Monday. We may not have a new host every week, but we are going to have that slot open for anyone within our 1-2 family who wants to jump in and come talk to you guys for an hour. So if that's something you guys aren't able to listen to live, it will also be posted at the 1-2 Radio Archives under my name, and you'll be able to download that and listen to that whenever you want. So that's my fun announcement for what we have going on. We're starting a bunch of new things. We're also going to be launching a second open slot as a late night show on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. right after Raven's Rabbit Hole, 8 p.m. Pacific time. So that'll be a second open slot because it seems like we just have a lot of people who may not be ready to jump in and do a show every week, but just want the opportunity to come and talk to you guys and share whatever's on their mind or share a bit of wisdom or just be able to connect with you all. So we're going to have these two open rotating slots and it'll be a new voice that pops in all the time. So stay posted. We'll be announcing those new hosts in Mark's Power Peak, which if you aren't subscribed to yet, please do. It's a wonderful way to stay updated with everything that's going on. And you can subscribe at 1-2-listen.com and you'll get an email once a week from our wonderful, wonderful leader, Mark. And he'll be announcing who the new hosts are for each week in his newsletter there. So as for us, we have a big week going on. We have a full moon, we have Valentine's Day, we have 1-2 Day. For those of you guys who don't know, 1-2 Day is happening this Wednesday. It's the 12th of every month, and it's when we have random reduced rates all day, and sometimes they're ridiculously low rates. It's going to be the lowest rates at 1-2 Listen through for the month. And it's a great opportunity to connect and with some of our advisors and ask some of those pressing questions that have been on your mind and to save a bit of money. And I'll be on All day until I need to start producing radio at 5 p.m. Pacific time, but you'll be able to find me all day. And you're also welcome to schedule a call with me to, if you really want to make sure you can get a slot. You can make sure to schedule me ahead of time. And you are also well, one of the things that I feel like maybe isn't talked about enough is if you buy a time-based session with the lowered 1-2 day rates, you can use that for the following 12 days. So if you want to take advantage of the lower rates and the sales that are happening, you can go to whichever advisor you want to connect with and click on their time-based session and go ahead and purchase that. But you don't have to use it that day. If you need to wait, or there's another day that works better for you, and then you can use that time-based session anytime within the next 12 days. So yeah, that's all my promotional stuff for everybody. For those of you listening in, go ahead and join me in the chat room. We have a wonderful chat room that we use Facebook for. If you go to 12radio.com and click on the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen, it'll bring you over to our Facebook group, which is called 12 Radio. And if you scroll down, you will see my banner, which is me on the beach with my pup. And go ahead and leave a comment if you would like a reading or a card pulled. Go ahead and just let me know, and I'd be more than happy to connect with your energy and convey any messages that are out there waiting for you. Or just pop in and say hi. I always love connecting with you guys. So I am opening up the chat room now. And we've got Quelly in the house. Hi, Quelly. Quelly says, Monday blessings, Serena, baby, and hubby. Oh, thank you, my dear. I know it's a full team over here. I love my little team. We've got a great little trio going on. We appreciate the love. And Renee, oh gosh, you guys are so wonderful. I love that you guys shout out every week, and you guys are always right here listening. It makes me feel so loved and blessed. Thank you. And Renee says, full moon blessings. I know this full moon energy is powerful, you guys. We have so much going on. And I feel like I just want to take advantage of this, all the opportunities that are popping up for full moon energy. It seems like a lot of things that I've had just kind of hanging out in the background are all of a sudden coming forward as, okay, everyone's ready to take advantage of this energy with me. And all of a sudden I am busy, busy just trying to connect with everyone, get all my projects done. We're warming up enough here in Northern California for me to start planting my garden outside. I have all my seeds that are starting that I've been working with in the past, for 4 to 6 weeks it's been about. And I'm getting ready to move them outside. So it's a lot of, it just feels like there's really great energy to take advantage of right now, and I'm excited. It can also be really overwhelming, can't it? This pressure to take advantage of that energy. And if any of you guys are feeling the same way, I just want to remind you that it's okay to let some of those opportunities just pass by. It's okay to just choose to be have a bit of a slower day, to listen to what you need in that moment. And if you are feeling that pressure to take advantage of those opportunities to be productive or do it, and it just feels like too much, just take a beat. Just slow down. There will be more opportunities for these things to come in again. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I just need a quieter day. It's okay to just take some time for yourself. It's okay to take a nap in the afternoon or say, you know what, I feel like I need that second cup of coffee, but I'm not going to push myself that way. I'm going to go on a walk instead. Whatever feels like the kinder way to treat yourself if you feel that this chaotic energy that so far this year, this energy has felt chaotic in a really busy way that's felt hard to keep up with and has felt overwhelming, and it's just starting to shift. And it could just be this full moon that I'm feeling, but it just feels like right now it's starting to shift into more of a chaotic, productive energy, which I like a lot more. But it does come with pressure. So give yourselves some grace, you guys, if you're feeling that pressure. And yeah, today I wanted to talk about Valentine's Day. I wanted to talk about love. I wanted to talk about relationships. I talk to a lot of people about relationships and about love. I want to listen. And it's something that if you are in a relationship, it comes with challenges. It comes with, a lot of questions of, is this right for me? Is there something better out there for me? Is this my person? Should I push through these challenges? All kinds of questions there. And if you're not in a relationship, it's when is my person going to show up? When is this happening? Am I looking in the right places? Am I open in the right way? And I love being able to connect with people about relationships and about love because I think it's one of the things that we as humans desire and crave the most is that partnership. It's that companion, it's that friend that you get to confide in and have a teammate, and to be able to feel loved. I think it's one of the most beautiful things about being a human is being able to feel love the way that we do. And one of the greatest things that we can do here in our time here. And it's something that, again, does come with pressure. And again, I always am encouraging you guys to just give yourselves that grace. I know. And little Shelby's having some dreams. But he's good. He's just settling in. Good job. Yeah, the one thing that I want to talk about for those of you who are in relationships and maybe questioning where you're at or where you want your relationship to be, and there's something that I feel like a lot of people struggle with, and it's this idea of growth or change within a relationship. Now, when I growing up and just when I was in some of my earlier relationships and just being a young woman, I had this concept of, that I needed to be my own fully grown, fully individual, fully figured out person before I could connect with my partner that I would have for life. I thought that it was a very clear step-by-step process, and I had to figure myself out and figure out what I wanted my life to look like before being able to dedicate myself to a partnership, to a relationship, and to fall in love that way. And I think that a lot of us kind of get stuck within that concept, and it didn't take long for me to figure out that that's not how life goes. Relationships and partnerships are full of growth and change, and you change as a person and your partner changes, and that's just how life, that's a huge part of life. And I feel like a lot of people have this idea that you are not supposed to change within a relationship, or you're not supposed to let a relationship change you. And, there's so many things we could talk about with this. We could talk about independence within a relationship, with, not being entirely dependent on your partner and having your own individual personality and things and loves and things that you do in your life and keeping that strong within your relationship, because I do believe that when you are loving what you're doing in life, you are that much better of a partner. And you and your partner are able to grow and support each other even more. And then in the moments when you don't love your life and you are struggling in other parts of your life, whether it's your job or maybe issues with your family, or you're struggling with parenthood, or whatever that other struggle is, then you're able to become stronger and support each other through those challenges in your relationship. But this idea that we're supposed to be fully cooked before we go into a relationship is a really hard goal to have, and I think it also limits us within relationships. And there's a song that I, when I first heard it, I absolutely just fell in love with the lyrics and the message of it, because I think it sums this up so well. And it's a song by Ben Platt with Sara Bareilles called "Grow as We Go." And I mean, I could put the whole, I could read off the whole thing, but I'm just going to read some of these lyrics because I think it really just sums up so much of what this feeling that I'm trying to describe is. And so it starts with, "You say there's so much you don't know. You need to go and find yourself. You say you'd rather be alone because you think you won't find it tied to someone else. Who said it's true that the growing only happens on your own? They don't know me and you. I don't think you have to leave if to change is what you need. You can change right next to me. When you're high, I'll take the lows. You can ebb and I can flow. And we'll take it slow and grow as we go." And the rest of the lyrics are, you should really just, maybe I'll post it in the chat room for you guys. But it is just such a beautiful way to talk about this balance that you can find within partnership if the two of you are well matched and if you are able to support each other this way. And I think one of the things that we should strive for within a relationship is being able to grow and change within your partnership and being able to watch as your partner shifts and grows and evolves and fall in love with that new person that they become or the way that they shift and they change. Because we're not meant to be the same people that we were when we were 20, that we will be when we're 30, that we're going to be when we're 70. We're not meant to be that same person the entire time. We are meant to evolve, and we're meant to fall in love with new things, and we're meant to grow and have new experiences. And if we get to the point where we're able to connect with someone, and it's almost as if you need to fall in love with life with your partner. And if the two of you are interested in falling in love with life together, then I think you're really setting yourself up for success in a really beautiful way. And I think part of this is, I know this is really the Sag in me too. I love new adventures. I know I love new experiences. The idea of something staying the same always is definitely something that makes me uncomfortable. So I love change, and I definitely seek out change. I'm true to my sign in that way. And I know that a lot of other people may have a different relationship with it and a different experience with change. But I do believe that change is inevitable and that we all get to choose how we experience change and choose how we support the people in our lives through these changes. And so when I'm connecting with someone and they're asking about a relationship that they're in, or a partnership, or someone that they are just starting to see, maybe for example, and are saying, "Are we well matched? Is this going to work? Can we go the distance?" So often, there are opportunities that I'm picking up on for you to connect on a deeper level. And those opportunities are entirely up to you to decide if you're going to take that plunge and deepen your relationship and take that risk of experiencing this change in your personal life and seeing if you and your partner can go through that change together and support each other through that change. There's ways that we can be really, maybe you're really intellectually matched with somebody. You line up really well. And your brains just fall in love with each other because you can talk about anything, and the banter is incredible, and your humors match up, and your conversations are always electric, and you just love the way that they think, and you see the world so similarly, right? Those are all ways you can be really intellectually matched with someone. But, that's only one way that you can connect with a person. There's times you can be really well intellectually matched with somebody, but emotionally you're not, right? You experience your emotions in really different ways. You express your emotions really differently. And sometimes that works for people. Sometimes you want that difference so that you can not have to experience somebody who experiences all those emotions the same way, right? Sometimes the way that we individually experience and express our emotions and convey our feeling centers, it could be a lot if you're with someone all the time who does the same thing. Sometimes that's too much. Sometimes it's exactly what you're looking for. Sometimes it's too much. But the question is whether or not you have the same way of expressing your emotions or being emotional or experiencing your feelings. It all matters on how you support each other through those. Oh, he's waking up. Okay. I know, Papa. Here, go hang out with your dog. Thank you. Sophie decided to join the conversation, you guys. Okay, so, right, where was I? Right, of course, the second he starts crying, my brain goes quiet. Oh my gosh, his dad's awesome. So, when it comes to connecting emotionally, right, I think the question that we often run into in looking at the way that you and this person can align is, regardless of the way that you experience emotions, are you able to support each other in their emotional state? Are you able to be receptive to however they're experiencing their emotions? Or is it something that is triggering for you or overwhelming? Is it somewhere do you or this potential partner, or maybe this is your partner that we're checking in on, right? Are they struggling to convey their emotions, and is that a block for you? Is that something that you just can't function with because you need a partner who is able to engage with you emotionally, right? There's so many different factors here about the way that you and this person could line up. And right now, and we've only just talked about the way you intellectually line up and the way you emotionally line up. Then there's a physical aspect. Do you physically find each other compatible? Are you able to read each other physically? Are you able, is your sexual connection where you want it to be? Is there, do you have this, do you have potential for growth within your physical connection? Some people are really open physically and sexually. Other people are really blocked off, right? And it's something that there, we all have opportunities that are presented to us to grow in all of these different categories. Right, intellectually, emotionally, physically, and I mean these are just there's more. These are just three that they're the main three that I find I connect with when talking about relationships with people. But we all have opportunities to grow within these three main categories. The question is, are you going to take the opportunity? Are you going to take advantage of the opportunity that is presented to you and say, and I'm going to push myself here. I'm going to challenge myself and be vulnerable in this moment, even though it scares me. I'm going to open myself up to this new sexual experience, maybe, even though it's something I've thought about before but never dared to try, right? Or is are you going to try reading a new book to open up your mind intellectually to see if you like pushing yourself that way? And these are all ways that partners can inspire us to grow and to change, and they can also scare us. It can be really scary to see how different we are. And all of these things are factors where when somebody will call me on Once You Listen and ask, am I compatible with this person? Do you see this relationship lasting? These are all things that I'm checking in on. And sometimes it's really clear, wow, you are really compatible with this person sexually. It is so clear that you guys just light each other up. It is so clear that this is just a beautiful bond that the two of you have that is really exciting to engage with. But the intellectual connection is just somewhere where you aren't on the same level, you're not in the same page. You, which can lead to miscommunication. It can lead to having a hard time even just having your lives line up on the same path. It can, there's so many different factors. Or maybe emotionally, the person is more blocked off than they're presenting. Sometimes you can present as really emotionally stable or emotionally verbose, right? Some people are able to make it seem like they are really tied into their feeling center, but then you dig a little bit and you realize, oh, there's some major blocks there. That is, there's something here you're not allowing yourself to access, right? Maybe they get triggered, or maybe they are shut off in certain areas of life and you don't have that access point, and that maybe is something you're okay with, and maybe it's something that you're not okay with. And the interesting thing here is that while we all have the status of where we are at right now in all of these categories in our life, right? In the intellectual, emotional, physical part of our lives, we all have a space we are currently in. And then we all have these branches off of where we could potentially go, where we could choose, wow, I'm going to really focus on expanding myself physically and sexually. Wow, I'm really going to figure out how to fall in love with feeling vulnerable, or ways that we can grow. And there's so much opportunity surrounding all of us for this growth. And the interesting thing with that is it's up to you. It is entirely a choice. Are you going to choose to grow and to evolve in this part of your life? Or are you going to live in this space of denial where you say, wow, I just am not able to go there, or it's not an option for me? And you fall into this mentality of it's just not an option, it's just not happening for me. And you refuse to acknowledge that it's entirely your choice to jump in and say, I'm going to push for this growth for myself personally. And this is something that all of our partners are also experiencing at once. All of these people that we're potentially interested in for relationships and connections, they are all experiencing these opportunities for growth. And so when I'm tapping in on, will this relationship happen, or will this person change, I can normally see a little bit into, okay, it looks like they may take advantage of this opportunity that's coming up, and you'll see some changes. Will those changes stick? Is it going to be a wonderful couple months of evolution, but then regression right back into that same pattern? Is it going to be wonderful progress where you're able to grow together? Right? Like Ben Platt's song, does your partner feel like they need to go off and grow independently? Or are you able to do it together and support each other through this growth and talk about it and engage in this progress and the growth that your partner is participating in? Are you able to be a part of it? And that doesn't mean make it about yourself. That doesn't mean make it entirely about the way that you want them to grow or the person you want them to be. That's not what I mean when I say participating in your partner's growth. I mean, are you able to be aware of the fact that this is something that they are actively working on and just be there? So much of it at this point is really just about being there. It's not about telling them how to do it. It's not about checking in to see if they're making progress. It's not about telling them how to do it in any way, or giving them deadlines or assignments, right? That's not what I mean. Normally, that really makes it worse, oftentimes, if you're participating in their growth that way. But so much of participating in your partner's growth is just about holding space for them to grow, making sure that they know that you are a safe space for them to try things, for them to say, gosh, am I going to take this risk and try to grow in this way? It's scary, but my partner is a safe space and I know I can do it without judgment.
That is huge. If you're able to create that kind of environment, if you're able to create that kind of safety for your partner, that is an incredible amount of support that you can provide somebody as they do something that's intimidating, as they try to grow and evolve in a new way. And it's beautiful to be able to create that space. And normally, if you have that kind of dynamic, if you're able to create that space, that safety, there's a lot more potential for success in what your partner is trying. There's a lot more potential of that growth sticking and continuing to build and build and build and to evolve in this beautiful way. And it's a great way that you can support each other. And I think that is so much more of a beautiful way to be in relationship than this concept of I have to go off on my own and evolve and figure out who I'm supposed to be. And you can't be a part of it because if I don't do it on my own, then I can't take credit for it. Or whatever your reason is for feeling the need to do it on your own. And you may not know what that reason is. It may just be something subconsciously that is just sticking. That is, it may just be something that you have been told or shown this is how you are in relationship. And you, it, so much of it really, I think for me, it definitely was subconscious of just what I was shown in the relationships that I saw growing up. That you don't grow within your partnership, you grow independently, and it's a solitary thing that you're doing. And yeah, it's something that I really love actively working on within my marriage with my wonderful husband, and it's something that we have learned a lot about the ways that we can support each other through just trying different things and talking about it. And it's something that is really a fun thing to experience. And I want to keep talking about this, and I'm going to do a quick break and go check in on little Shelby. And I'm going to just put on about 5 minute song for you guys just so we can reset, and then I will jump back into the chat room to connect with you all. And in the meantime, enjoy this music from, what am I gonna put on? Let's see. I'll put on a Nirvana groove. We'll do that. Okay. Here you go, you guys. I will be back in just a few minutes, and we'll keep talking about the way that we can support each other in our relationships.
hanging on and listening to that wonderful, fun song. I love when I'm able to. We have such a great selection of royalty-free music that is really fun and great to great fillers. So thanks so much for hanging on with us. And I am back, and I've got, you'll probably hear, I've got them on me now. You'll hear a couple little grumbles. And we are talking about relationships because it's Valentine's Day on Friday. And I am going to be ending this show a little early because we are starting off our new show, The Fresh 55, with Umbasa and Russell at noon. And I want to make sure that they're all ready to set up. So I'm only going to be here for about 5 more minutes with you guys. But I want to just end on one little note because I think Valentine's Day ends up being a highly emotional day for all of us, whether we're in relationships or not. Some people don't care. Some people it doesn't matter. Other people it's we normally see a lot of love going on around us, and social media is just one of the hardest things to engage with when it comes to things like that, because it's just one lens that you see a lot of people's lives through, and half of it is BS, honestly. So I try not to be on social media as much as I can. As I've eliminated it more and more from my life, I've found so much more mental clarity and confidence and peace. And it's truly incredible the way that it can impact your life. And so it's one thing I would encourage all of you to do if you're noticing that you're feeling lonely this time of year, or you think your relationship isn't as great as the ones that you see online. Those people who are posting beautiful and perfect relationships and are only telling one part of the story. We all have our own challenges, and we're all really scared to admit that we have challenges within relationships. And it's a part of this growth that we've been talking about. It's a part of this, it's a part of life. It really is. And if you are struggling with the idea of Valentine's Day, I encourage you all to just, instead of focusing on a relationship that you're in or a relationship that you want, to focus on the ways that you can love yourself and you can give yourself grace, because that's what all of us deserve. We all deserve to feel that self-love. We all deserve a bit of grace. And I think it's really important for that to be focused on, especially with how much we have going on in our world right now. There's a lot changing. There's a lot of chaos, regardless of where the way you view our politics right now. There's just so much going on. So I want all of us to push to stay grounded. I know I even get really sucked into what's going on in our country and around the world. And it can be incredibly overwhelming, and it can be really hard to remember that our own sanity and our own immediate life, it takes time and effort and focus to stay grounded within that. And we deserve to dedicate that time and that energy to staying focused there and to staying peaceful. That peace is really important. And it can be really simple to make sure that we're focusing on that. It can be something like taking a walk instead of that second cup of coffee or that fourth cup of coffee, if you're like me. It can be choosing to read at the end of the day instead of watching that TV show. It can be so many little tiny choices throughout our day that can just help us stay grounded, help us stay peaceful, and help our own individual personal lives feel a little less chaotic in our crazy chaotic world. And so I hope that you're all able to focus on that and give yourselves that gift. And on Friday, if you're feeling overwhelmed by Valentine's Day, it is
it is time to just show yourself some love and show yourself some grace. So eat an incredible meal, nourish your body that way, eat your favorite meal, take care of your, make sure you feed your stomach, feed your soul, take care of your body that way. Have a wonderful glass of wine. I don't know. Whatever you feel like you need in order to nourish your soul. I'm really being pulled to focus on food right now. I'm a big foodie. I love cooking. I love food. I love trying new things. That's something that I think can really impact your day in a really wonderful, beautiful way if you do it the right way, you know? So I'm going to end on that note for you guys. And we are ending a bit early this week just to make sure that we can get our new hosts all set up and ready. And yeah, keep an eye out. We have a big week coming up, you guys. Keep an eye out for 1-2 day happening on Wednesday where we have random low rates all day. It actually starts Tuesday night at midnight Eastern time, so 9 p.m. for us on the West Coast over here. So you could keep an eye out for lowered rates on 1-2-Listen. And then we have a wonderful lineup of radio coming up for the rest of the week. We've got a full morning tomorrow and a full evening on Wednesday with some really great shows coming up. So make sure you guys stay tuned and keep listening. And I'm going to sign off for you guys. Thank you so much for listening in to Life Journeys with Serena this week. Stay tuned for our newest show, The Fresh 55 with Mbasa and Russell, coming on in 15 minutes at noon Pacific time. And you can find me at 1-2-Listen, where I am on most days. And if I'm not, just schedule a call and I'll make sure to connect with you guys. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, you guys. Happy Monday. And this is 1-2 Radio. We are changing the way you listen to the world. All right. Enjoy, you guys. Sending love to you all.